KSL News Time 809, emergency triple team traffic. What do you see in Andy Farnsworth?
Well, we've got traffic that's still in a mess in several spots. We'll start Salt Lake Valley. Still have heavy and slow traffic from Sandy into Midvale. And again, right around Murray towards 45th South. 215's East Belt, the parking lot from 6200 South to 45th South. And they just cleaned up the crash on southbound Mountain View Corridor just before 134th South. And the school bus drove away. And it looks like they still have the right lane blocked, but they won't have it blocked for much longer. Eric Butler.
In Utah County, we've still got a big problem if you're heading northbound on I-15. That's because of this accident at the SR-92 exit. In fact, it's now backed up all the way to Pioneer Crossing in American Fork, but it looks like you can still exit there and get over to Redwood Road if you want to try to find a more expedient way to get up to the county line. Heather?
We've got a crash southbound I-15 right at the I-215 North Interchange in North Salt Lake. It's blocking the right lane leading to that ramp, so you only have one lane available to you to transition, and that is causing delays backing up toward Woods Cross. Once you get past it, you're still pretty slow all the way into downtown Salt Lake, and you still have some brake lights on the west belt heading south between 2200 North and I-80 West Interchange. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students average a 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit PMBAUtah.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.